Who's agreed with it?
All right, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Moapa Town Advisory Board for September the 26th. Call everybody to order, and why don't we just introduce ourselves. I'm Ryan Udall, I'm the chair.
Lynn Wren.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Lyman.
Jen Redondo.
And the rest, the law officer. And sisters Lyman and grandma. How are you doing?
Good.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and get started with an invocation, and I'll offer that for us. Our dear Father in heaven, we're very grateful to be able to come together tonight as a town board and as friends and members of a community. We're thankful for the opportunity that blesses us to be here, that our schedules are free, and that we have the means and ability to meet together. We're thankful for the opportunities we have to serve our community. We pray that we'll be able to go over the agenda items tonight, that they'll be easy to get through, and that anything that needs to come up will come up, and we'll be attentive to that. We're thankful and grateful for the abilities we have to live in a free society and serve, and we ask a special blessing to be with our community and with our nation, and all the strife and conflict that's going, that they might show peace and bless our land. And we're thankful and grateful for all of our many blessings, and dedicate this meeting to thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. As you know, public comment can be will be heard last. We're going to go through the agenda first. So first, we need to approve our minutes of August 29th. Do we have those handy? Everybody look through them. So I will motion that we approve them.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, unanimous. And then I'll approval of our minutes for tonight on September 26th.
Agenda.
What's that?
Our agenda.
Our agenda. What did I say?
Minutes.
Oh, for our agenda.
The
for
cart in front of the horse.
Gotcha. So I'll go ahead and motion that we approve of tonight's agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving right along. No informational items. Planning and zoning, we have none. General business. We're going to discuss, take public input regarding suggestions for next year's funding budget. Janice, do you want to start us out?
Well, Mr. Chair, so this is a three agenda mandatory. I feel like we've talked about it.
Right.
You know, it was posted. Folks hopefully have seen it. They don't come to the meetings. I don't know. I can't make them. So you've got, did she give you a copy?
Of the no, I didn't.
Parks, the new portable signs, the lights, the flags, and the poles, lights, the soccer field behind the park, paint the rec center, and then Sim, Red Cloud, Barlow, and the lower parking lot by the splash pad, which I think I told you the last meeting, is in progress as we speak. So
should we switch that if it's in progress?
No, I don't
it's
think
okay.
So. Yeah, because it's not going to change. Those three roads will always be 1, 2, 3 in line. So if you're still good with that, we'll be done. We'll give this to the commissioners for their approval, their blessing. And that was the third meeting of the world.
Okay, and it says here that we've that we have about $500,000 in the budget. Is that a projected number? Or?
The commissioner, so you knew that the, you saw it in the paper and on the news, oh my gosh, they made such a big deal, $21 million or something for the seven commissioners in additional park revenue. I'm not even sure where that came from, but so she's been dividing it up to make sure that
everybody gets
a piece of what that money is. So.
Okay. So is that all our allocation then for us?
In the vicinity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have one item I'd like to put on there maybe or talk about.
Sure.
We see so many people showing up for soccer games and different things like that. And the parking out in front of the courthouse, everybody's kind of parking out there a lot because we don't have a whole lot of parking.
Right.
I was wondering if maybe we could get that just flattened out. It's kind of got a grade on it, so it's not a real great parking spot anyway. But if we could flatten that out and maybe put some gravel down.
I think that's a good idea.
And just kind of clean that up just a little bit.
Are they going to be doing any grading? John talked about they were going to resurface this part of the parking lot here.
Oh, that's
Do you know
right.
if they're going to yeah. have equipment out and doing grading with that? Or
I would imagine they will.
Mm-hmm. They'll have to get.
I mean, I'm thinking that would be the time to do it.
When they're cutting drainage and stuff in, yeah, they could just. It wouldn't take much to run a blade over that and just put some gravel on it.
And it's right where all the cars are parked right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's just part of this park.
Yeah, yeah. We could just put that for some extra parking. Because like right now, it's potholes in there and rocks and stuff. It's kind of
It would help with dust and runoff erosion.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay.
So, okay.
You'll have to make a motion.
Okay. So.
On that list, with the addition of grading and making the parking area and the existing non-parking area.
Okay. So, in addition to the stuff that we have down here, my motion that we add some extra grading and erosion and dust control for the front of the building.
For additional parking.
And additional parking, too. Yep.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, then we'll move right on to public comment.
Nope, I'm sorry, you have two on the general business.
She caught us.
Are you
Okay.
Are you on minutes? What are you looking at?
General agenda.
Oh, I'm on the wrong page.
That
was
wrong.
Yeah, I went down to I went to one for you. Okay. So Clark County is requesting the Moapa Town Board Advisory Board to be nominated a representative and alternative for the 2017-2018 Community Development Advisory Committee.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, they sent you the letter in the mail as the chair. So, CDBG is for low-income areas, and they help folks with problems. They need a new roof, or just can't think of enough examples for you right now, but...
This building was built
like
with... CDBG funds.
Well, for the last 6 years of CDAC, where they hear CDBG applications, Moapa has not participated. And presently, there are no home, HOME, the acronym, assisted projects in the area. But I'm curious if you guys are missing out on not attending the CDAC meeting. This is the 36th year, and the meetings will begin in November of this year, making recommendations for a home investment partnership program, which is home, emergency shelter grant, ESG, And community block grant applications will be solicited. CDAC bylaws, appoint members from the TABs and CACs to serve for 1 year, submit the names by September 12th, 2017. So, did she give you the dates of the CDBG?
I don't remember seeing that.
I've got two applications because we need a person and an alternate. And then I can have her send this to you. And I, like I said, I don't know what the applications are. There aren't any here right now. But I think it would be good for your community if someone could go to those meetings and then maybe...
How often are the meetings?
Have something
still?
For next year.
I think there's like a half a dozen.
Yeah. November 7th is the opener. Tuesday, December 5th. It's always a Tuesday. Tuesday, December 19th. Tuesday, January 16th, and it concludes Tuesday, February 6th. So November through February. Of course, down at the Government Center at 6 p.m. So.
Does anybody on this board want to volunteer for that?
Well, I can't see to drive at night anymore. It's like, I don't know how I got home last night. You probably don't want to hear that. It's like, really? No.
As long as you did, I think he's okay.
I'll follow you home tonight. How about that?
No, I bet Henry Road's okay, but it was
the community or people who may need the assistance,
no,
or to find out who needs the assistance.
See, that's where the ball's been dropped, in my opinion, probably out here, is
it's no,
the applications are in. So it's educating your community that this exists and to have them fill out applications, and then those applications are heard by all the town boards who are the representatives for all of our communities, and then they're voted on. And it's been a decade since I've gone to one of these meetings. I'm not exactly sure how much money there is. I don't know if there's a scoring. Have either of you ever done it?
Well, I know it seems like at one time, you know, they have some kind of scoring sheet.
Right.
So they score them.
Okay.
You know, so you throw out the bad ones that don't meet your criteria, and then you score the rest, and then they're voted on. And I don't know if they award all the money that's available every year.
Right, which is that?
Yeah.
If you had a ride in there and back, would you go?
If I had a ride in, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, someone else can.
I can make sure you get a ride in and back. So there's one volunteer.
Well, the alternate obviously doesn't have to go unless the person can't go. And at this point, I don't know, maybe you just want to attend the first one and ask some questions, see what it's about, how do we get folks in our area to sign up, what's the criteria to fill out an application, how much money is available. I just don't like thinking that people need help and the dollars are out there.
You know,
and trust me, you know, the five of you are already going above and beyond for the community by coming to these meetings and attending these meetings and doing all the things that are on our agenda and throughout the year. So, you know, lean on. Doesn't
have to be a board member.
Well, no, you know what it does.
It says nominate a representative. Didn't see a. It doesn't say a board member.
I'll do it. I kind of. I didn't know that things like that were an option, and I kind of feel like there's a good chunk of people here who can benefit from it.
Yeah.
Because I never knew there was such a thing.
Especially as many floods
so
we have.
So I'm sure I'm not the only one who knows, right? Or am I just completely out of the loop here?
Do you want me to go with you?
I'll be
the alternate. And
yeah.
Okay.
If you want to flip-flop or, I don't know. Then I was looking at that map, and it kind of seems like most of it is a reservation. Are they included in this? I don't think they would be, right?
Probably not.
So none of these roads, none of this is in Moapa? We're here and here.
No, it looked like this was reservation right here. This is reservation. And so, but it doesn't.
All right, let me clarify, but if you wouldn't mind, if you two gals, we'll fill those out so I can submit them. If we do it this year, great, we'll do it. If it doesn't make sense for you gals to do it this year, then we'll be more prepared for next year.
Well, if nothing else, if we go, then we'll be prepared.
You'll get to learn more about it next year. Okay. But I don't, this map.
And I'm getting, I'm not getting any younger.
Could have fooled us.
We need some young people to.
I'm a lot older than I look, so.
All right, we have our. If you'll vote on who your representative and alternate are.
Okay.
Be done with your business.
Then let's vote on. We'll vote. We'll vote that. So you're going to be the alternate?
I'll be the alternate.
Okay. So Jamie Shakespeare to be our representative, and Lynn Wren to be our alternate for the Clark County Community Development Advisory Committee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope.
You can't oppose your vote, no.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right. Is there any comments, general public comments? Mr. Lee, do you have any?
She went to take a phone call, I think.
Say it again?
She went to take a phone call. But
oh, okay. Does she have something, do you know?
Well, the trailer got swept this morning.
Yes, Terry told me.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to call Terry directly to get his attention.
He said it was on the schedule, and it was literally within a couple of days of when you called.
Wow.
Do you feel that's not true?
I don't know. I don't think Terry would lie to you.
You don't think what?
I don't think Terry would lie to you. I've known him for a long
time. Oh, yeah. No, I just mean, had it been, how long?
I don't know.
Had it been?
I think they did it for the punch list walk. The contractor did, but I don't think that it's been done since then.
Okay. All right, Amelia's listening. We'll have her ask Terry what the schedule is for that trail. And.
But I noticed that the school bus did a turnaround and knocked some stuff onto it already today.
Is that an everyday thing?
Probably. It's the activity bus that comes about 4:15 or so, and it drops off two kids at Embry. And then it turns around right there where the trucks used to turn around for the construction, just past Embry. And so I don't know that it's going to be a big issue, but
we can keep that a little corner swept up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to approve the funds to get that machine out here, every few days
for
a bus that
well, five
should
times
be going
a year is good.
2 miles an hour,
yeah.
And not kicking things up onto the trail.
No.
Okay. Well, there was a skateboarder this evening, Mike.
A kid skateboarding.
he was just sailing along.
Good job, that.
Nice, good.
I think aren't they pretty small rocks?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a bus could probably. Move some dirt if it wanted to.
I think what the biggest problem is that several kids drive their four-wheelers down in between the two and kick up rocks from that loose gravel in between. If we could get that gravel stabilized.
I told you, I'll kill myself before I go through it again. I went through this in Monkeville. It just doesn't make sense to leave dirt in between a road and a trail.
Yeah, they should have paved the whole thing.
And even if we just sprayed it with some SS1H or something like that, that would.
And then roll a heavy roller over it and get
make a little difference.
Sink it in. We'll make a scout project out of it somehow or another.
Okay.
Or a community project or something.
Or if we have money left.
Yeah.
For more money.
Okay.
What are we on? We're on public comment. Okay.
Yep. So, public comment.
The St. George Express. Has it ever stopped here?
I'm not aware of.
Years and years ago, because when I was in graduate school, they would pick me up here at Glendale and get me to the airport. But that was...
Pick up and down 15. Somebody was asking.
25 years ago.
Okay.
But
good for them that they're still in business.
I think they're full is one of the reasons they don't stop, is they're already full. I mean, they're hauling, trailer behind them for the luggage. So, that might be why they're
not. If there would be a need, Amelia's supposed to put something in a newsletter.
And there's more than one shuttle service now from St. George. There's a couple different ones.
Okay, so do people just call as they need them?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think mostly it's like airport. That's what they're running for, getting people from St. George to McCarran.
Their doctor appointments, they don't do that?
No, I think it's just strictly airport, yeah.
So you okay. Go to the airport and catch a bus.
They pick you up. They pick up also.
At your
house?
When
they drop off, they have a regular schedule. If you're incoming from somewhere, you can get on and they'll bring you back home.
Okay. All righty.
Officer Bradford, is Moapa behaving itself pretty good?
Yeah.
That's good news.
Out of town.
All right. Well, then our next meeting will be November 28th. And we will adjourn.
Ready.
Okay.